Jennifer Shannon froze at what she saw. Then her heartbeat quickened as she stared at the unusual object. Photos she viewed online only yesterday rushed to mind. Impossible. But this looked just like that Chinese ritual wine goblet. She felt its magnetism draw her closer to the cluttered garage sale table. She eased her way through the ring of shoppers around the display, who picked up and examined whatever caught their fancy. Her breath caught as another shopper's fingers trailed across the goblet's rim, hesitated, and then moved on. Sudden movement on her left warned another rival ready to pounce on her find. As she sprang into action, her hand shot forward in an impulsive wild grab, a fraction ahead of this opponent's equally clutching grasp. Her fingers clamped on the goblet's edge and gripped tight, then whisked it through the air into her protective arms. Pulling it close, she cradled it against her chest. Her opponent's bitter, angry voice caused her to look up sharply.
"How dare you?"
snarled the well-dressed, mustached man.
"I wanted that."
To de-escalate, Jennifer chose politeness.
"Sorry, but I've searched a long time for this. Otherwise, I'd offer it to you."
"You don't understand," the man growled. "I deal in antiquities."
His condescending voice matched his haughty expression.
"I have a client, a collector, who needs this piece to complete an important set. You just want it because it's..."
He sniffed dismissively.
"Different."
Jennifer bit back a feisty retort. Why further, this conversation headed nowhere. She started to move away.
"Wait."
The man reinvented himself, now with syrupy friendliness and artificial smile.
"My apologies," he oozed. "Sorry we got off on the wrong foot. Here's my business card, proving I'm who I say I am. You chose something here today that interests me. Whatever price they quote you, I'm willing to buy it from you at double that amount."
A confident grin accompanied this irresistible offer.
"Sorry," Jennifer said. "It's not for sale."
Sputtering at this affront, he shouted, "All right, I'll triple that amount."
"No, thanks."
Furious now, he eyed the object in her arms, as if about to snatch it. She gripped it tighter. The man gave a strangled cry of rage, causing other sale-goers to eye him warily. With a menacing expression, he moved close and seethed through clenched teeth.
"You'll regret this."
Then he spun around and stalked away, fists clenched. Only when she assured herself this obnoxious man had left the sale did her protective arms unfold. She rotated her find to examine it from all angles and grinned. Yes, the very goblet she wanted for her living room's Asian collection. The museum-quality bronze original of this convincing reproduction would date from the Shang Dynasty around 1600 BCE. She tucked the treasure firmly under her arm, absent-mindedly stuffing the man's card in her pants pocket to free fingers for more shopping. She circled the sale again. The owner should have called this an estate sale because of the quality and quantity of unusual merchandise.